auf meinsportradio.de wird meinsportpodcast.de. Deine Lieblingssportpodcasts, Gewinnspiele und vieles mehr findest du jetzt auf meinsportpodcast.de. Neben der besseren Nutzererfahrung der Website ändert sich für dich aber nichts. Deine Abonnements wechseln ganz automatisch von meinsportradio.de zu meinsportpodcast.de. Du bist noch kein Abonnent? Einzelne Serien, Themen und ganze Sportarten-Feeds warten auf dich. Schau vorbei und klick dich rein auf meinsportpodcast.de. Nur Golf auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Und natürlich blicken wir hier bei Nur Golf auf meinsportpodcast.de auch noch zurück auf die erste Runde bei der Nedbank Golf Challenge. Die zweite läuft zwar bereits, aber wir haben noch mal einen Rückblick auf gestern für euch vorbereitet. Sergio Garcia, der hat mit einer 64 die Runde, seine erste Runde beenden können. Mit minus 8 Schlägen kam er ins Clubhaus und führt damit souverän das Leaderboard in Sun City an. 4 Schläge nach dem ersten Tag Vorsprung auf die geteilten Zweiten Charles Schwartzel, Mike Lorenzo Vera und Mikko Korhonen. Und was diese 4 nach der Runde zu sagen hatten, das haben sie den Kollegen der European Tour erklärt. Ihr hört die Interviews mit Sergio Garcia, mit Charles Schwartzel, mit Mike Lorenzo Vera und mit Mikko Korhonen.
Sergio, congratulations on opening round 64. You must be very pleased with that today.
Definitely. Very, very excited. I'm very pleased about the round. This is not a golf course that plays easy and when it's a little bit breezy like it was today and as much as the wind swirls, it's even tougher. But I managed to keep the ball in play nicely. I hit a lot of greens, which is important to do here with the little spots that you can put the pins in, and I managed to roll some nice putts. So, you know, it was a good combination of the whole game.
So just talking about those putts, a fantastic one on 9 for birdie, also good putts on 7 and 11 as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, they're a little bit of a bonus. Obviously, they're not the kind of putts that you expect to make many, but when you give yourself a lot of chances, obviously your possibilities of making them are a little bit bigger, and I was able to roll 3 or 4 really, really nice putts.
That's the lowest opening round we've had on this golf course since it was a European Tour event, and a 4-shot lead equals the biggest this year on the European Tour, so records going all over the place.
Well, that's nice. It's nice, but it's just the first day. There's still a lot of golf to be played and a lot of tough days to come around, and obviously, it's nice to start like that, I'm not going to lie, but there's still a lot of golf to be played.
We'll play today.
Thank you.
Charlotte, opening round 68. How pleasing was it to see that putt drop on 18 for another birdie?
It was great. It's a hard golf course. The wind blew today, and the start was difficult. So I hung in there and managed to make 2 birdies in the last 4 holes, which always helps.
Obviously, giving yourself chances as well, that's the thing on this golf course. We spoke earlier in the week about how tough it can be and how many different things there are to take into consideration.
Yeah, there's, it's just you never let up on this course. It's 72 holes to be played, and you're going to have to stay committed, keep hitting good shots. It's a really demanding golf course. So, 68 is a good score. If you can rattle a few of those off, you'll be close at the end of the week.
Obviously, you've had some really good rounds around here since it's been a European Tour event. How much do you draw from that, and how much of that experience do you take round to round?
I suppose it helps. I've played it when it was a 12-man field and 18 and 30 and now into a Rolex Series event. I think this golf course is definitely one of those that you need to play a lot. You need to get to know the wind. It's probably the most difficult course we play all year regarding second shots. You've always got these little tunnels, where the golf course goes into, and the wind keeps changing. Definitely takes a bit of experience, I suppose.
We'll play today.
Thanks.
Well, Mike, in opening round 68, 4 under par, you must be very pleased with the way you started this tournament.
Bogey free, and maybe had to chip twice today only, so the long game was like proper consistent. I'm very happy. The way I've been hitting the ball today was really a good performance.
This is one of those golf courses you have to plot your way around. There are a lot of things to take into account, so not having dropped a shot, that must all, must be one of the most pleasing factors.
Yeah. I've been working really hard on my swing like the last 3-4 days. Even in Turkey, I was out of the tournament, so I just searched something that can make me hit the driver good, and I think I found it, and I managed to hit really good off the tee here, so it makes it easier if you come from the fairway.
It's been a good year for you so far. How much are you looking forward to the rest of this week and also going to Dubai next week and finalising the season in the race, you know, the World Championship?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying because I feel that I'm playing good. And it's not far from having a really, really strong week soon. So, yeah, looking forward to the what's coming.
And just finally ask you, the overall experience of being here at Sun City in South Africa, it's a lot of distractions, but, you know, how much can you enjoy the week as well as playing the serious golf?
Well, you have to be serious around the course because the course wants you to be serious. So I'll have fun in the plane going to Dubai. So every time a great moment to be in South Africa. I mean, the courses are fantastic every time and the quality is great. And then here, I was walking on the course yesterday, see some elephants, see some zebras today. It's something you don't see often. So no, it's just pure pleasure here.
Been a great start. Well played.
Thank you.
Mikko, that's a fantastic way to finish with a chip in on the ninth, your 18th hole, but you chipped in again earlier on as well. Nice not to take the putter out the bag.
Yeah, two chip-ins. I think those were the first two chip-ins this year, so very nice, yeah.
Overall, what's pleased you most about your game? Because this is a very, very difficult golf course here at Sun City.
Yeah, it's tough, and I'm very pleased the way I played. I hit a lot of fairways, hit middle of the greens when I had to, and created a few chances and made a few birdies.
The game looks to be going in the right direction. A good finish in Turkey over the weekend and third in Valderrama. So how nice is it to be in good form going into these big Rolex Series events at the end of the season?
Yeah, obviously it's nice. And I'm playing the World Cup after Dubai with Mikko Ilonen. So would be nice to have something left for that as well.
And overall, how much are you enjoying the overall experience here at Sun City?
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah. Just everything is so nice.
It's been a great start. Well played today.
Thank you.
Well played, das können wir leider zu den deutschen Teilnehmern bei der Netbank Golf Challenge nicht sagen. Maximilian Kiefer, der belegte zwar am Ende einen 47. Platz, mit plus 3 kam er ins Clubhaus, war auf der 10 gestartet und hatte zunächst eigentlich auch einen guten Start in die Runde. An der 10 gleichen Birdie, an der 14 das zweite Birdie des Tages, ansonsten eine lupenreine Front 9, die eigentliche Back 9, aber dann ab Loch 1 ging es dann bergab für den Deutschen auf der Back 9, auf den ersten 9 Löchern, die er dann als zweites spielen musste. Da unterliefen ihm 4 Bogies und sogar ein Triple Bogey an der 9, nämlich am letzten Loch. Zwischendurch zwar auch 2 Birdies, aber die konnten dann am Ende auch nicht mehr viel retten. Plus 3 und ein geteilter 47. Rang für Maximilian Kiefer. Und noch schlechter lief es für Martin Keimer, der kam mit einer Plus 4 am Ende ins Clubhaus. Martin Keimer, der die große ehrenvolle Aufgabe hatte, das Turnier eröffnen zu dürfen, den ersten Abschlag des Turniers zu machen. 8.50 Uhr Ortszeit, da stand Martin Keimer am Tee zusammen mit Danny Willett und Sam Horsfield und dann brachte Martin Keimer auch seinen allerersten Abschlag auf die Reise. Am ersten Loch, da spielte er dann auch noch Par, aber am zweiten Loch das erste Bogey des Tages. An der 5, da folgte dann zwar auch ein Birdie, an der 6 wieder ein Bogey, an der 7 wieder ein Birdie, also ein Auf und Ab auf der Frontline und dann auf der Backline, da ging es dann klar in Richtung Süden. 12, 13, 15 und 17, da unterliefen ihm jeweils Schlagverluste und so stand am Ende nur eine Plus 4 für Martin Keimer zu Buche. Ein geteilter 58. Rang für den Deutschen, der letzte Woche in der Türkei ja noch so aufstrebende Tendenz und aufsteigende Tendenz gezeigt hatte mit dem geteilten 5. Platz. Mal gucken, wie er sich dann zurückmeldet an diesem zweiten Tag bei der Netbank Golf Challenge in Sun City, Südafrika. Wir werden euch natürlich auf dem Laufenden halten, am Montag drüber sprechen, hier bei nurgolf auf meinsportpodcast.de. Da fassen wir dann alles zusammen, was am Wochenende passiert ist und dann ist unsere Kollegin Desiree Wolf dann auch wieder natürlich mit von der Partie. Bis dahin, ein schönes Wochenende und hört rein am Montag bei nurgolf.
Nur Golf auf meinsportpodcast.de. 100% Sport. Jederzeit auf Abruf auf meinsportpodcast.de.